Gemma, just tell us about when you first got this letter regarding parents smoking cannabis at the school gates.
Well, I was quite panicked, really, because my son was asking all sorts of questions, because obviously he read it, so he was quite worried, really.
You say he read it. Just talk us through how you got the letter, what happened.
Well, he come running out of school with his letters like normal, and he wanted to read it to me like he always does, and he read it to me, and as soon as he mentioned cannabis, my instincts kicked in and I took it off him, you know, and read it myself, and then he started asking questions then.
And just tell us, what was your reaction when you read the letter? What did you make of it?
Well, it's not something you expect every day, you know, to hear about someone smoking cannabis around children at school. You know, you see a lot of parents smoking around school, but you don't expect them to be smoking cannabis.
And is it something have you ever come across that when you've been picking up your lad or dropping him off? Have you ever seen anyone smoking cannabis or smelt it?
I mean, you smell it a lot around this area anyway, but I haven't smelt it around the school personally. But knowing it's around there, it's not very nice.
And obviously the school are trying to stop parents doing this. What do you think of the way they've gone about it? Do you think they've done the right thing in sending this letter out, or do you think they should have looked at it a different way?
I think they should have looked at it a different way. I mean, parents should have been consulted personally, to parent, teacher to parent, instead of to the child. Because there's a lot of young children and obviously older children that will be asking questions, like my son in particular.
And what do you say to your son when he asks you, you know, what's cannabis, what's this all mean, what have you told him?
Well, I've just explained to him, you know, that it's something that you don't do, you know, what every parent should tell the children, really, is it's something that will happen in life that people do, but children don't do it and adults don't do it. It's not nice, you know, it's not something that should be around anywhere.
And have you had a chance to speak to some of the other parents who've got the letter? What's the general feeling?
They're all quite upset about it, you know, being handed to the child instead of, like I say, teacher to parent. I mean, quite my friends' children go to that school, so it's very upsetting to know that it's not been handled a different way.
And what's the school like? I mean, obviously this is what everyone's talking about. Other than this, what do you make of the school? Are you happy with the school, or is it just the case of this one thing that's sort of letting everyone down?
I mean, I've had my own personal problems with the school with regards to my child, but that's a different story, you know. But on the other hand, the staff are lovely. The staff really are. They do the best, as well as Mr. Harvey. He's really nice as well. But that's the best you can expect from any school, really, is for him to do the best.
And when you got this letter, did it make you question sending your son to the school, or did you think, no, it's, you know, it's just one of those things, hopefully it'll be resolved?
Hopefully it'll be resolved, because my son does like the school, but it's something you don't want around your children. And if it carries on, then a lot of people will be taking the child out of the school.
And what message would you have to the parents that this letter is aimed at?
Just to make sure your children are aware of, basically to give the letters straight to you, not to read them, and to direct to the teachers to give the parents to the adults, not to the children, so they can read it, basically. Hopefully it will get resolved, because that's what needs to happen. It's not one of them you can just sweep under the rug. You know, it's something that needs to be done and solved, really.
And obviously parents that are smoking cannabis at the gates, it's something that needs to be stopped, really.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's something that, I mean, people have done it, and it just needs to, I mean, you don't do it around kids anyway. If somebody's going to do it in your own time, at home, outside, just not around kids. It's just something that should not be around children at all.